65. Jesse was asleep when his cell phone blared at him from his bedside table at a little after 2 in the morning. It had taken him longer than usual to get to sleep tonight, thinking about how whoever was behind the killing had panicked, and the kids had panicked, and how it had maybe turned all of Paradise Mass into Stupidville. He always turned up the ringer volume on the phone when he finally turned in, because he didn't want to miss some kind of emergency call. Even though everything was starting to feel to him like a state of emergency, now he was running out of time before the vote, at which point everybody involved would likely scatter, at least in the short run. The screen lit up when he grabbed the phone. Unknown caller. "This is Chief Stone," he said.
"Wasn't calling to get your damn name, rank, and serial number," he heard Tony Marcus say.
Jesse sat up now, rubbing his face hard like he was trying to rub the grogginess away.
"I come across a couple things for you on my boy Donnell Woodson," Tony said. "Might help you out."
"He's pretty much still a ghost," Jesse said. He heard Marcus chuckle.
"Least you didn't call him no spook."
Jesse waited.
"I talked to Sonny Randall herself about you," Tony said.
"Means he's had more contact with her than I have." Marcus said,
"Girl told me if I could find it in my heart to do a favor for you, she might do another one for me one of these days."
"I could owe you one," Jesse said.
"Nah," Tony said. "You might say you would, but you wouldn't give it up in the end."
"No way for you to know that," Jesse said.
"She does, though," Marcus said. "Said you was the last Boy Scout."
"I still came to you," Jesse said.
"Anyway, here's what I come up with for you," Marcus said. "Turns out Donnell was down here the other night, one of the clubs I got a piece of, buying drinks for people, telling them he was about to cash out."
Jesse waited.
"You with me?" Marcus said.
"I'm here."
"He said his shit had finally come in," Marcus said. "Said he'd got himself one of those whales they talk about in Vegas."
"Did he mention Billy Singer's name when he was talking about whales?" Jesse said. "Or Ed Barone's?"
"Think it was more like a figure of speech," Tony Marcus said.
"What about Thomas Lawton?" Jesse said.
"I had a name, I would have given it up," Tony Marcus said. "Who the fuck knows? Maybe Donnell got with all of them. He always was a transactional sumbitch."
"Thank you for this," Jesse said. "First, I'm in business with Crow. Now Tony Marcus. Maybe I'm not the last Boy Scout after all."
Marcus said, "Donnell made it sound like he was taking early retirement for real this time. Sooner rather than later."
"You wouldn't happen to have an address for Woodson?" Jesse said.
"Boy's address is usually wherever he's shacked up and getting his damn ashes hauled," Marcus said.
Jesse said, "You said you had something else."
"So I did," Marcus said.
He waited again.
"Donnell also might have said he had some unfinished business with the cops up there," Tony Marcus said, "on account of what happened with his boy Richie."
Then Tony Marcus said, "Adios," and was gone.